Good morning and happy Thursday. You're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for hanging out with me this morning. We have a jam-packed show happening today, so make sure you guys stick around. In just a little while, Travis Thompson is going to be here. Hey, we want to keep you cool throughout the summer. Before we know it, it's going to be hot. So make sure you tune in. If you have any questions about your air conditioning unit or you want to just find out what kind of deals Climatech of Professional Air has going on, you want to stick around for that at 9:30. Also coming up a little later, Emerald Coast Coins is here. We have so much fun. You guys send in really awesome pictures of your coins, your gold, your silver. So you don't want to miss that. Going on later in the show today. Hey, in just a moment, we're going to talk to some friends of mine, and maybe this is something that you can relate to or somebody in your family can relate to, but we all know that saving money is important. And so we want to also remember that saving money and making it possible for members of the disability community to have funds is readily available for them too. And so today we're going to be speaking with John Finch. He serves as the director of Able United at the Florida Prepaid College Board in Tallahassee. And he's going to share with us in just a moment, as well as Jen Sikora. She's an advocate for Able United. And if you don't know what Able United is, we are going to chat more about that as well. So first I want to say good morning to you guys. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
I am super excited,
good
John.
Morning, Jenna.
I listen, John and Jen, you guys got to take that show on the road. But we have got to just jump right in. So I first want to thank you for taking time to share with our listeners about what y'all do. And if anybody has a question and you want to text in, 437-1620, we love to hear from you throughout the show. I want to ask you, why is it so important to save for a rainy day?
So, really, what's interesting is that a National Disability Institute study showed that 30% of adults with disabilities, and for that matter, 46% of those without disabilities, have set only aside 3 months of emergency funds for a rainy day. So that's not really a lot of people, especially the disability community as a whole, has actually been negatively impacted for those that are receiving government benefits like Supplemental Security Income or Medicaid, where they weren't even allowed to save more than $2,000, which isn't really a lot when it comes to an emergency.
No, it's not. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to John Finch. He is the director of Able United. And John and Jen Sikora, she also is an advocate with Able. They're here to share with us just the importance of saving, not just for a rainy day, but for emergencies, for everything. And a rainy day usually reminds us of emergencies. But you never know, like, if there's even just a time where you want to also be able to put money aside to do something special, and you have that money and you save enough money. But I do want to ask you, and maybe Jen, you can jump into this just as an advocate. What are some challenges that the disability community face? Like, what are those challenges that they face when it comes to saving?
Might have lost Jen.
Oh, that's okay, John. I'll have you go ahead and jump in.
Yeah. So a lot of individuals, when it comes to whether their child has a disability or they're an adult with disability, study shows that it's just more expensive. Things cost money, whether it be the difficulty in transportation, the additional medical costs when it comes to seeing specialists or unique diets that might happen. Whatever the case may be, generally it does cost more money, and being restricted with only having $2,000 in resources wasn't really a lot. And so, thankful for the Achieving a Better Life Experience Act that passed, it really allowed families, parents, even friends of loved ones in the disability community to now, hey, we could put funds aside for you. It can be more than that $2,000, and that they can actually use those funds for a variety of expenditures, really to give them a secure, more independent life.
I love that. Everybody wants to have that just sense of ownership over themselves, right? And it's really important to remember that even people with disabilities, they want that too. That's a desire of their heart too, to be able to feel like they have some kind of control, you know, and it brings a lot of hope to your life as well.
Yep.
All right. So I want you to remind our listeners what ABLE stands for. You mentioned it before.
Yes. So I'm going to let Jen take this one.
ABLE is the Achieving a Better Life Experience. And in 2005, our family was living just outside of Washington, D.C. I have a son at that time who was 2 with Down syndrome. And I worked with a group of parents who were looking for a way to make a difference for our children's future, to be able to save for them without losing any benefits. And that's how the ABLE accounts got started. We worked for over 10 years with our legislators to get the tax laws changed to allow for us to save for our kids' futures for whatever their needs might be. So it was a long time coming, but we were thrilled when we finally were able to get that passed.
Wow, that is so encouraging. So an actual life experience of yours just kind of encouraged you and ignited a fire in you to become an advocate for others.
Yes, absolutely. And it took a lot of us. I mean, it was thousands of parents and self-advocates around the country working on this. But the response that we got when we took it to Capitol Hill was, we can't believe you're not already able to do this. Let's change the law and make it so that you can.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. We love to bring our community a lot of information, and this is something really important. So John Finch, the director of ABLE United, and Jen Secor, an amazing advocate, a mom, and being an ABLE United statewide ambassador, they're here to share just how much this means and what the ABLE Act is really going to do when it impacts our community. So let's dive deeper into that. What did the ABLE Act do to just kind of open up more opportunities for the disability community in Florida?
So high level, Jenna, what it did was it actually created or allowed states to create tax advantage savings and investment accounts specifically designed for the disability community. And what that did was kind of like if you imagine a checking or a savings account with the benefits of a 529 college savings account, and even kind of like a health savings account or special needs trust, you take all those different things, kind of roll them into one. You get this very unique product that never existed prior to 2016. And so what it is it's kind of an online bank account where individuals can set these accounts up if they qualify, that they can put funds in it and withdraw it whenever they need to, as long as they pay for a qualified disability expense. And the benefits, one of the big advantages is the money in it doesn't count as a resource for Medicaid, SSI, or any other type of public benefit programs where they test how much money or they see how much money you have to see if you're eligible or not.
Wow, that's amazing. The fact that this is like innovative and it wasn't done before, you know, I love hearing those stories. That's a success story. And Jen, I kind of want to ask you, just as a mom, how did this change the future? You said that your child is now 18, your son's 18 now.
He is. So we were able to start, he was the first account holder in the state of Florida. He was 14 at the time. And so over those last few years, we've been able to invest. We just do a little bit every month and put it aside. I'm pretty busy. We have a long to-do list of things, and putting money into a savings account is not always the top of my list, but being able to just once a month make that contribution to his account and to see how it's grown even in a few years. And it really gives my husband and I peace of mind that we're saving now for whatever Sean needs in the next few years or the length of his life maybe.
I love that. And I know Sean appreciates it as well. Okay, Mom. Hey, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Bart. We have to take a quick break. We're going to chat more with John and Jen. John Finch is the director of Able United, and Jen Sikora is an amazing mom and advocate and Able United statewide ambassador. So you guys want to stick around for that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Hey friends, I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to your Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I want to invite y'all to come out on Tuesday, May 25th at O'Reilly's Irish Pub downtown on Palafox. It's time for News Radio's headliners and hops. I believe this is the third annual one. Super fun. Andrew McKay, he's going to be there. He's going to host a panel of newsmakers. There's going to be an open forum, and it's going to just talk about a variety of topics that are important to you. And then, of course, you get to enjoy some amazing food, maybe a cold beer if that's your thing. So just remember, that's Tuesday, May 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. at O'Reilly's Irish Pub, and that's on downtown Palafox. All right, friends? But hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. We've been chatting with our friends from Able United. John Finch, he's the director. And Jen Sikora, she is an amazing advocate and a statewide ambassador for Able United. And Able stands for Achieving Better Life Experience. And so I want to just give you guys a little bit of time again to just remind our listeners what is Able United. I'll let you go ahead and share that, John.
Great. So Able United is the state of Florida's Able program. So we're housed under the Florida Prepaid College Board, so the same entity that's helped over a million families save for higher education expenses is now helping individuals in the disability community become saviors and investors for the very first time. And so what Able United is a tax-advantaged savings and investment account. It's for individuals with significant disabilities that occurred prior to age 26. Doesn't matter their disability or their age now, or the type of disability is very wide. So it could be individuals who were maybe born with something or diagnosed shortly after birth. It could have happened a little bit later in life, some of your various diagnoses that comes with the mental health may occur later in life, or individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities. So there's a wide range of individuals who qualify for an account. But they can open up online on ableunited.com, be able to save more than $2,000, and the funds in the account do not impact an individual's eligibility for government benefits, whether they're on Supplemental Security Income or Medicaid. And it's a great way to have family and friends help an individual, and then they can use it for a variety of expenditures, whether that be for a future car, a home, retirement, or maybe just paying for tomorrow's groceries. All those are qualified expenses and can be utilized for that. And the funds can grow tax-free, too, which is always a great benefit.
I love that. I love that it doesn't hinder them from being able to attain all of the benefits that they truly need. Because like you shared before, and Jen can probably share more, too, just from her personal experience, that it takes a lot. And it can become a large expense when you have a child with disability, or if it's not even a child, a sister or a sibling or a parent that you are taking care of. And Jen, I just want to give you an opportunity again to kind of share what Able has done for you and your family.
Where do I begin? My son now being 18, we've worked on this for so long. It's been a part of our lives. It feels like for a long time, but you know, to know that we can save right now for whatever his needs might be. And that was the whole reason that Able Accounts got started. It was parents who were concerned about the needs would be as they grow into adulthood, and having the flexibility to utilize the benefits that were already available to them, but also to be able to invest our money for them. And having a wide arrangement of expenses that can count as qualified disability expenses is tremendous. We know that what we're putting in now is going to grow under his investment. We've seen that over the last couple of years. It's done extremely well. And so the little bit that we're putting aside now is just going to continue to grow and be there for him as he gets older.
That is amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us as well. It always hits us a little bit harder when we hear how this has personally impacted someone. And I'm thankful for you and for your advocacy, Jen, and John, for you being a part of this. Before we go, I want to give you guys an opportunity. John, I'll have you take this one. Where can our listeners go to get more information about Able United?
Yes, the best place to visit us and to get all the information you need is online at ableunited.com. That is where individuals will have an opportunity to learn more about Able Accounts. That's where somebody would go to actually enroll in the account and manage their account. So that's a warehouse of great information, and it's really user-friendly. But also, you know, just because we really want to promote and encourage individuals to just get started. If you don't have that emergency fund, ABLE is a great way and a great tool to be utilized for that. And so individuals who open an account now until the end of June, so June 30th, when they complete enrollment and contribute the minimum $25 contribution, we're going to give them $50 contribution just to help them achieve a better life experience. And so hopefully we'll see an increase in accounts and people, you know, saving and investing for the first time.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, John. Appreciate you taking time out for us here on News Radio, and as well as you, Jen. I wish the best of luck to you guys, and I'm sure we'll be in touch real soon.
Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Again, make sure you guys go online and check out ableunited.com for some more information. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to tell you what's happening downtown with Big Brothers Big Sisters. It involves ice cream, so we know it's going to be a good time. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.